From Acts and 1 Thessalonians, Paul gives a message of thanks to the church at Thessalonica. In the genesis of the new church in Thessalonica, according to Luke and Paul, Paul and Silas went to Thessalonica, and for 3 days Paul argued in the temple, declaring the scriptures that reveal the Messiah. Paul told the people of the community of this founding church that this Jesus who was killed and was raised is the Messiah. The lay leader Jason, probably a Greek, gave them a place to stay and was persecuted by the Romans and the Jewish leaders who found it difficult getting their head around this new teaching of Paul. Paul is telling us that this new understanding of God is not the same as the Jews were hoping, waiting, and expecting. The Romans and Greeks were conflicted by what Jesus would bring as a new understanding of a ruler for the people of God. Yes, Jesus was the King of the Jews, but not in the same way as they believed to be a deliverer king. The idols of their worship were everywhere in the city, in public and religious buildings. The people had been falling out of relationship with the one true God, and these people have lost touch with the scriptures' intentions by their misinterpretation. This new king, Jesus, was so different that even the early church was struggling with what was required or expected of them as a church. Holding on to the teachings of Abraham for generations is not easily given up. The Jews understood that anyone wanting to follow the God of Abraham would need to be circumcised, and so they felt the same rules should apply to any of these new followers of Jesus. Greeks and Gentiles can become followers as long as they would become circumcised like the law of Moses instructed. Paul tells a new story, and some of the Jews and the Greeks and some of the prominent leaders, including women, follow Paul and this new understanding of God's Messiah. This new understanding is not about what we do to become a follower of Jesus, but what Jesus did for the people of God. It is in the suffering and the dying that Jesus takes the place on the cross for all creation, and in the resurrection and the ascension, Jesus shows us the way that gives life. This act does not ask anything of the children of God. Jesus chooses to stand in place of us. It is God who opens the gate of God's kingdom to all people who desire life. We do not choose Jesus, but Jesus chooses us. We have been chosen because God loves us. It is God who comes to us because we cannot on our own know God or even have faith. But by the power of the Holy Spirit, we are given the ability to know God, to have faith, and to believe. Paul said, the Thessalonians came to believe not by words of man. According to Paul's letter, he said, for we know, brothers and sisters, beloved by God, that God has chosen you, because our message of the gospel came to you not in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit. Not by man, but by power and the Holy Spirit. Paul thanks this new church for their courage to take a stand in the newly found faith of a God in Jesus Christ. The power of the Holy Spirit has given them an understanding of the open gate of Jesus and gives them life. You see, Paul is telling them and us, it is not what man says that gives us understanding, but the Holy Spirit of God who opens the gate of Jesus Christ, who calls us and chooses us to enter into this new relationship with God. Even when we are stuck at home, the Spirit is with us. Even when we cannot get out or be together for a while, God walks with us. It is in the open gate of Jesus Christ that comforts us in these days of loneliness. Listen for the voice of the Holy Spirit and let the open gate of Jesus Christ give abundant life to all. Amen. Let's pray. Messiah, Jesus, your followers established churches in communities near and far. Take us outside of ourselves and teach us to give away what you have given to us. Show us how to witness to your presence in places near and far. And let all creation come to the open gate of Jesus Christ. Amen.